Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Tomorrow marks the significant anniversary for Afghanistan and its religious landscape. Then later, gospel unity overcomes even the strongest global barriers. The details on that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Afghanistan, where tomorrow marks 4 years since the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops and a shift to Taliban control. Nehemiah with FMI says,
from last few years, since Taliban are in the power, that situation has gone worse in Afghanistan. The situation has fallen apart dramatically.
FMI receives continual reports from indigenous pastors and gospel workers in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. And surprisingly,
Taliban are not going after Christian workers in Afghanistan, but they are hunting down other religious or sects within Islam. So even Shiites are being severely persecuted.
However, gospel workers did confirm that women face severe pressure.
The girls are banned from secondary schools and universities, depriving them from the opportunity to pursue knowledge and future careers. For many families, this has extinguished hope for generational progress.
Though they have to work in secret, FMI walks with Afghan pastors. Connect with FMI on our website to send direct support.
We support financially. We provide them Bibles in their language, Pashto and Dari Bibles. We collaborated with other different mission organizations, and we have evangelistic tools.
And keep praying for Afghanistan.
Please pray for Taliban that they find hope and salvation in Jesus Christ, because the only solution for Afghanistan is in Jesus Christ.
Next, if you're a parent, you know the back-to-school season comes with shopping lists and the excitement of a fresh year. Now imagine sending your child to school for the first time in a brand new country in the middle of a war. That's the reality for thousands of Jewish immigrants in Israel this fall. Beit Hillel Congregation in Ashdod launched its annual back-to-school project, and Pastor Israel Pakhtar says many new arrivals are struggling to afford just the basics.
Those who are new in Israel, not well-established, we struggle financially to send our kids to school. So this is why this project was very, very special for us. So help families who struggle to send their kids to buy school equipment, to buy a backpack.
Ultimately, it was a chance to show Jewish immigrant families compassion in the name of Christ.
We had an opportunity to tell to every family and every kid, the help comes from Christians. You're not alone in this world, but you have Christian friends. You have people who pray for you, stand with you, give, donate, and this practical help, it's actually expression of love of God and love of Christians who help you in the name of God, in the name of Jesus.
Please pray for these kids to experience God's peace in a season of uncertainty, and ask God to draw families in Israel to Jesus Christ. And finally, in a world where conflict between nations is the norm, how are we as Christians to respond? In that moment, he invited Amir to speak to the congregation and was reminded of a powerful truth.
And he said, brothers and sisters, we want you to know the majority of Iranians don't hate you. We love you. And for me as a believer in Jesus, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Please pray for us here. And one day we're going to get together, Iranian believers in Jesus and Jewish believers in Jesus, and we're going to worship together. Maybe it'll be in Jerusalem. Maybe it'll be in Tehran together. But we look forward to that because we both love Jesus, and that's what keeps us together. The people were stunned, and then it just broke into this standing ovation. Jesus has no boundaries. Jesus has no borders. Jesus' family is of all nations. He's the one that brings peace and reconciliation between people. War won't do it. Only Jesus can.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.